it's the chief blogger here, and I've just caught up with Andy Windmill, one of the
one of the festival organisers.
So, Andy, I'd just like you to start by telling me why you get involved in the festival.
Why I get involved in the festival? Ben came to me a couple of years ago and said he was thinking of doing a festival of everything that's good about Colchester, and I'd always been part of the scene and got involved with the bands and not just at the theatres, and I felt it was a great opportunity to market to people or show people who don't go to the Bull to watch music, who don't go to the Mercury to see theatre, who don't go to the Funny Pharmacy comedy, to show these people around Colchester what they're missing, and to create this platform so people can come and see Angry vs. Bear or the New Town Kings as they did in the first year and go, who are these? Well, this is a Colchester act. You've never seen them before. Yeah, they play in the Ball, they play in the Judge and Jury now, or they play in the Twist. But this is who they are. This is the talent we've got in Colchester. So I wanted to put the talent of Colchester on a bigger canvas, on a bigger platform. And when Ben said, I've started this campaign on Facebook to put this festival together, do you think it's possible? I said, yes. He said, I've come to you because I know you get involved with festivals and you've done festivals in the past and you still do. Can you help me? And I said, absolutely, would love to. It's something we give our time up for. It's the one thing that I do give up my time for, and I love it. I'm passionate about it. What we create. When we sat down that first year, Ben and I said, he said to me, how many people do you think will turn up? He said, we need to come up with a number, because we need it for insurance purposes. We need to work out how many toilets to get, all that sort of stuff that people don't think about, fire extinguishers. And I said, I don't know. What do you reckon? He said, well, do you think 5,000? I said, well, if we get 5,000 as our first year, we'll be over the moon. Well, as everybody knows, throughout the day, we guesstimated we had 17,500 people. And it was just a true reflection that people wanted something like this. And to us, it was just like, wow, you know, this is something that we've hit on that is really, really cool. It's really great. And with the involvement of Joe and Melissa doing the Kidstable, and Johnny Buffalo, that I'm sure you hear about, doing the tank area, it just gives it that, everybody, that sort of mini sort of festival feel for not having to pay fortunes of money, go camping, and everyone gets that whole festival vibe, that festival spirit on their own doorstep. It's like a mini Glastonbury, though, but not that good, but it gives everybody that kind of feel, you know? Mm. So that's why I get involved, to give something to somebody that probably can't afford to go to this place.